maybe her nose was bleeding, and then it with the handkerchief that was contaminated with the blood from the nose, so she wiped her thigh. I mean, so there are all kinds of possibilities. So the chod deal malab noeid utanya, vim timsaleim avatilim timsaleim minoeid ose deal mokim dein boduk mikano ochad. In other words, so there are two stages. One is Dilmo lav minoeid utal yerecho. Maybe the dam and yerecho came from another source. Maybe from nose bleeding. Who knows what it came from? And vafil in tinsleim minoeid ose Dilmo kiven deini boduk mikamochad. No, but it's this next stage. Then it's certain mutar. So it's certain mutar. The gam. Now, is that his next fake misapech? It's not misapech. You see, because here the way Rashi formulated this next fake, so it's okay. So you have two stages. In other words, first one possibility is that maybe the source of the blood on the thigh was not from the cloth. It was somebody else. Maybe she was bleeding from the nose and they dropped on the thigh. That's possible. Assuming that it is that the blood from the yerech came from the eid, maybe that eid had the dam before the digging. After all, it's an eid benin, it's an eid shnei boduk. So it could have been used a month ago before the digging. So that dam is from the SSFIC. So that's okay if you start first with the possibility that lad minoeid utal yerecho, but suppose you start from the other end. First you say it's SSFIC. One possibility is maybe that this towel, this dicky cloth, had the dam before she made this dicky last night. Assuming that this towel or this handkerchief did not have the cast the stain of blood before she made it decay. In other words, it got on the for the decay, maybe the stain of blood on the erech came from nose bleeding. You couldn't say that. So it's a sex fake a shame misapis. So how does Rashi say it? Obviously, because Rashi shita, because there is a machlekes rishonim whether sex veike has to be misapech, and Rashi shita apparently from here is that he doesn't have to be misapech. Now let's see the cases. Umocha mocha. Toch sigerei chokir di mokim shein adam hamoker yochim mitusha. Umocha mocha le dam hochekos Rashi is feminine, mozole or natole. Ocha goes chashe, pirosh al reicho, vikomadit meir nido. Diikale min adim reid, nisla leich reicho, nislach leich reicho, velo im alme, vitime, vivim tima, vitiv diko eit, viyish leim ashenev ad eit, in ame, shemo damo eit beatsme, ibo midam yereicho. Gin shenitza leit, rag bimokim, shenog api yereicho, uchigein, in a meshem adam oid atzmei bo midam yerecho kidin shenim tzaleid rad bimokin shenoga bi yerecho uchegei sheyesh kikris v'eid, because if it's less than a kikris v'eid, so then it's reasonably attributable to yikino. I mean, bizman chazal, not today. V'eid lekichshosh d'macheles ודווקא בין הבודק לא אהב, או בשני בודק לא אהב סקס וכי, כי לפיר של רשי. So, in other words, so this is agrees with Rashi. But the question is, not this sex fake, I'm a psychic. So apparently, Rashi's sentence, she is, that that there is no such prerequisite that is vexing to be muta has to be misabich. But the shach, the simen kuf tzadik, sif memhei is chelik, because the shach in parudes in the glory is vexing. He is machria like the rishenim that vexing has to be misabich. But it's not such a devar poshut. Everybody mentions vexing misabich. It's a big machlokes rishenim. We see according to Rashi and the Yisrael, svekzveike does not even have to be misapach. But the shach paskens that his svekzveike has to be misapach. He paskens in the Chesnagog is that way. So really, in the Chesnide, he also paskens not like Rashi, not like this. Because it has to be misapach. Vidav getoch se bireicho, avol niniche bikuf so pshite ditmeyo. So then it's not such a pshitus. Because if there is, you can argue that the dam and the aid came from the earth. And how is it that the earth was, because some blood got on the earth sometimes, you know, a person bleeds, this, that. So it got in Yech, but man has out, there's another circumstances possible. Maybe Damkino, but even today, I mean, the other factors, sometimes a person bleeds and some dam drips on the Yech, on the thigh. V'rach gorasso, v'rach gorasso mosolo, peru shaleit, v'tochse b'reicho, hayne bigolo, bigolo. Alright. So again, it my bot kobeishin body klov nicho bikum nichos bikufse, or mochomotol of damom rabiesef, kol yomov, shall rapriye timei leisli ziknosi tier. I boyalu heiche koma kol yomov timi mishum nide ulei ziknosi tia mishum nide vitimi mishum kesem oi mida rabonu nistamei oi dilmo kol yomov timi mishum kesem ulei ziknosi tia amulitlu toshu ditanye botko beishini botiklo. That means a bein vinchosi bikufse ulmocho mozo lovdam rebe in atmeo mishum nide. But if it's less than the size of a grease, then you don't say that it's tmeo mishum kesem. Then you don't say it's tmeo mishum nide. You don't say tmeo mishum nide. Why? Because it's reasonably attributable to the kino. So mele, that means that it's like kesem, because the gabik somim, we have aloche. When is the tumas somim? When is the tumas somim? Only if it's the size of a grisvei, but if it's less than the size of a lentil, if it's less than the size of a lentil, so then there is no tumas somim. But according to you, that is nido vadai. So what difference does it make whether it has the size of a grease, or it's less than the size of a grease? Omer priyatamish it's a grease. Omer avo. Avo means, you know, sometimes avo has the meaning of however, but sometimes avo means indeed. Indeed. Omer avo. Indeed. True. Omer in kinafat, so a priyas et rebbe, in kin. Afatos is a kesem. Because where do we find a distinction between having the size of a grease and not having the size of a grease? If it's too much something that's not a problem, then there's a distinction. But if you make a bdike, she's an idem with her eyes, so even kichar, and even less than kichar, so in mashu is speck, so you are made that if it's less than the size of a grease is not neo. So why do you say if it has the size of a grease, it is neither father? So what's Rebbe's lomdes? The Rebbe savar, v'inon kikris v'ei, le'afuke midam achilas, v'chivu ninofak lo midam achilas, v'adai migufos. In other words, so this, you see, this plie, bikino, that's not shayach today. That's what Chassam Sifa says. Because here it's in the gautery the right, because if it has this, if it has the size of a grease, then it's nidam midaraisa. If it's less than a grease, it's not midaraisa. Why? Because then it's reasonably attributable to kino. So that was when Shabbos Marchazal, when kino saw mitzvah, it was a reasonably attributable circumstance. But today, I mean, kino is not mitzvah. But in regard to psalmim, even today, we say, because there, it's not a din of tree anymore. In the background of the Takare, that was the reason. But that was Takunas Hachamim. Takunas Hachamim, we call it. Less than a grease, there is no to Maschon. Even though in Bisman Chazal, the sensory conditions had been as high as they are today, so then the Takunas Hachamim would have been that there is too much Maschon even on a kesen that is less than yours. That's none of our concern. If the sanitary conditions bisman hatanoim had been as high as the sanitary conditions are today, then the takonis chachomim would have been that even a small altanikri system. But since at the time of the tanoim, when tanoim made the takonis, the sanitary conditions were such that kinis were universally motzu, and then it was a reasonably attributable circumstance. So maybe Chachomim lo misaki, Chachomim lo misaki, and once the Chachomim lo misaki, and they declared likule that there is no din of psalmim by less than a grease. So even now that the circumstances change, the halach is the same. Mashinkin here, when Rebbe makes a distinction between having the size of the grease and not having the size of the grease, in regard to the Reise, today it would be different, because the Mitzias is different. The Rebbe saw Rabbinon Kitzvizei, Lafakim Dama Achilles, Fichim Dino Fakom Dama Achilles, Vadai Megufa Ose. Now let's see Rashi, Shetzvichon Kitzvizei, Kishio Shok Somim, Shemita Minelo Kitzviz, Veit, were universally motzo, so in this case it was reasonably attributable to a kino. So, but today it would be different. Nashenkel gabik some mamish where midraisis is not meyo because it's devoid of agoshe. Only midrabonon so the chachomim or misake. That the Isak Somim applies only to Kriswe. So today, the Gabik Somim is not a need of three. So, now the Gemara had Nabai, when Rabchi, Kol Yomov, when the Braise says, Kol Yomov Ti Rabchi was Mitame Mishri Kesen, or is Iknosi Ti, so there are two alternate shot. One shot is, that Kol Yomov Ti Mishum Nido De Raise Ule Izik Nosi Ti Mishum Nido But Still Tome Mi Rabono Mishum Kesem Oy Dilma Kol Yomov Ti Mishum Kesem Ule Izik Nosi Ti Mishum. So now the Gemara is patient that it means Kol Yomov Ti Tine Mishum Nido Ule Izik Nosi Ti Ule Izik Nosi Ti Mishum Nido Tine Mishum Kesem. How you know? My love is Iknusikoi. How be I'll do say Tine Mishum Nido Shmam? How do we see from it? So let's see the Rashi. לפוקים למחיר, זכים לבודק או כמה לקט פריז, ודאף לספוקים למחיר, זכים דיקה, מיילה ולאט יוסי קוי, ודיפולי קלי דירה ברבי, סנדויז, ביאנקוסי, רבחיה וודנט בן חיליק, הנזווה בי, רבי נקודש. So this is Teisves in another pshat. Malal in Zeknuse. Pirish Rashi in the Poli Kal Rebbe. Vein Yerede Motzina Habu Talmidim Shechil from Rabban Bial Dusso. O Rashbam Pirish the Rabbi Yid. Rashbam Pirish the Rabbi Yid. Tchil Olomad Bibobel. O Lein Zeknuse Yolad Olomad Lesin Rebbe. So Rabbi Yid. Bial Dusso was not even Talmid Rebbe. He didn't have any discussions with Rabbi. He was not his Talmid. And here we had a discussion and argument. So it's right, it's a knusse. Did Amuno and Chosel Mishtak call or a priya upon of his door by this lena? Would he come a priya a fato, sisi kesem? Would he come a fato rabbi? Shmam and the knusse hoyo. They have it on Chovea. So he said to him, Ato. The Yikidon Bishirat in the Shemez, the Nazi Tom Chovea, so Rabbi Akive, the Homalei, Sheboso, Velikoma, Shebomal. Now, the first thesis, what I mentioned before, there's a machleket between the Rashbo and the Tur, and that what's the definition of Eid Boduk. So, according to the Rashbo and the Tur, and there's the way Shchunoch Paskins, Eid Boduk means if she inspected at one time, even if she inspected it a month ago, 2 months ago, but if she kept it in the drawer where it's shomol, it's still considered a bodok. And the Kornitei says, no, a bodok means she inspected it, and lizozo yodo mitrich yad haid. So where's that thesis here? Beishin bodok or nearly followed the other show you know Chris and Yemi Yemayim the other bishas diken a taut in Mokema Mutsno Philip Botkoit. So that's Eichin Baruch. In other words, it's a burning. Mashen Kim Eid Baruch it wouldn't be. So what would be Eid Baruch if she inspected it and Lizozo Yodin Yad Leid Miyad. Avalin Lifosh Eid Baruch Meilom. Die Beholo Yerab So there are three kinds of Eid. There is an Eid Boduk, an Eid Bein Eid in Boduk, and there is Eid in Boduk. Wow. So then, no one would be Mitami. No one would be Mitami. Die Beholo Yerab Mazik Tum Mevada. My Rabbi Yerab Mio. משתבח לי רבי לרבי שמואל ברבי איסי ברב חומה ברביסה די אודם גודל רבי was praising חומה ברביסה before רבי שמואל ברבי איסי and he was telling רבי was telling רבי שמואל ברבי איסי רב חומה ברביסה is an אודם גודל so רבי שמואל ברבי איסי said אמר לי he's such an אודם גודל. So Shilobel Yodach, whenever he'll visit you, bring him to me. Haviyesi, Haviyel Yodi, Kiyose. So then he brought him. Oma, Lei, so Rav Shmuel Rabiyesi, said to Rav Chome Babise, Boy me noy milzi, ask me a certain shot. Boy me ne, botko beishin bodik, so Rav Chome Babise, ask me this inquiry. Both Kobeish and Bodok. They say, Ben, we in the Hossi Bikufs, in the Hossi Bikufs, we moch on what's all of them now. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi said, what kind of an answer do you want? Kdiv Ya'abe, an answer according to the sheet of my father, Rabbi Yisi. Oi, Imloch, oi Kdiv Rabbi Imloch. Omalei, Rav Chome Babise said, Kidiver Rebbe, I want you, you should give me an answer in accordance with the Shite of Rebbe. The Shite of Rebbe. Not in accordance with the Shite of Rabbi Shmuel. not in accordance with the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, and this Rabbi Shmuel was the son of Rabbi Yossi. So, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Zeu Sheinu Malod and Godel. So, this you call him and Godel. In other words, he resented the fact that Chafron Bar Mise was not interested in the sheet of his father, but was only interested in the sheet of Rabbi Nakodesh. After all, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi was the Rebbe of Rabbi Nakodesh. So he should have been interested in the sheet of the Rebbe of Rabbi Nakodesh, not only in the sheet of Rabbi Nakodesh. Omar Rabbi Shmuel, Zeu Sheim Olav and Godlu, Heich Manichem Divrei Arav, Sheim in Divrei Akam, Levalchom Bar Yossi. What's his fault? After all, Rabbi Nakodesh was a Talmid of Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Why was he interested only in the sheet of Rabbi Nakodesh and not in the sheet of the Rebbe of Rabbi Nakodesh? Rabbi Nakodesh is so far Rebbe Nish Misif Tehu Ushchir Rabbon and Kamei Umchadit Shmaitzei. True, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was the Rebbe of Rabbi Nakodesh. But Rabbi Nakodesh had one advantage. He was a Reish Misifte, and he had constantly had before himself Talmidim who sharpened his mind. So his view was more reliable than the view of Rabbi Nakodesh Rabbi. My Rabbi is Musiko in Portal, Rabbi Rabbi, Homer Bishmo, Rabbi Kalme Boyne, and say, Kitive Abba Rabbi, say, Kitive Rabbi, will be Kame and Tone Pluktai Bishmaitin. Anyway, so Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi, is set up from Bari, say, there are two opinions. One opinion is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, his father, and one opinion is the opinion of Rabbi. Where is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi? My Rabbi, my Rabbi. Omar Ravad Bamas Neton Rebbe Mitamei Rabbi Yossi Mitai. In other words, there is a braisa that says, in the case of Bodko Beishin Bodoklo, it means an Ibeni, in Chose Bikufse, Umocha Motzol of Dam, so Rebbe is Mitamei, Rabbi Yossi is Mitai. There is such a braisa. The Omar Rabzeire Kishitini Rebbe Kereb Meir, why is Rebbe Mitamei? In the case of both Kabeishin, Boduk and Ibenini, Vinich Vikufso Mochamos of Dam. Why? Because Rebbe Paskos like a Meir, and not like Rabbi Yossi, Kishetini Rebbe Kirab Meir, Urshetir Rabbi Yossi, Liatz Meitir. The Tanya, where do you have the Machlekes between Rabbi Meir and? So in the Braise we have a Machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, in regard to the question of Bodko Beishin Bodik, Vini Chose Bikufso Mochmos of Dam. But where do we find the Machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi? That's in the Mishnah. In another case, but the Gemara is comparing that case with this case. So, Kshiti Rabbi Yossi last year, Tanya, Hoyisho Shoyisha, Solcheo, Vihoa Sodam, Rabbi Meir im Yerimedes Meir im Yeshedes Teiro, Rabbi Yisei Meir, bin Kach Teiro. So suppose a woman was passing water. And then, in the urine, she found out. So, many times, when a person has dam in urine, so it means something, it might be something very serious. Kidney condition. Might be a tumor, malignant tumor also. It might be. But there is also a possibility by a woman that it's menstrual dam, even though the menstrual dam comes from another opening, but sometimes if there is a pathological condition, so then the dam comes out from the same opening as the urine. Yud. So, Hoish also is so hero if she was urinating. Viroa Sodam, Remeyale Meir, if it happened while she was standing, Imineres Meir, Imishedes Teir. So, if she was not relaxed, then it's possible that it carried, that the urine carried down from another channel, because she was under strain, she was standing. But if she was sitting, that means she was relaxed, then this is not possible, that the dam needle should come out through the urine.
Then where did the dam come from?
The dam, there are two possibilities. Either it comes from the gallbladder, from the kidney, because there's a tumor or something, or it comes from the uterus. And because she was under strain, so it came out through the wrong opening. So he says, Rabbi Yehoshua, Meres Meir, Yishev Steiro, Rabbi Yisein, Abin Kach, Abin Kach Teiro, because we do not have to be Cheshish, maybe it's Dam Nido. And we take it for granted that it's kidney trouble or gallbladder troubles.
Physical.
Yeah. Business Kach, Kach Teiro. So, in other words, so what is this to do with Botko Beichem, Botko, Vinichesi, Bikufse? So it's another case altogether. Let's see the Rashi. So, Chel Matil Amai, Imeris Meo, Tichim Vitruko, since she's under strain, Hodo Meraglaim Limokia. So then the Meraglaim go into the Mokia, and then they come out together with that. The ice dam, vorchen vorfertig, we shed a steel, since she's relaxed, the mimoki near a blind boy, vein tome or dama moke, with some comer up may or imeris may or the athol gav deacons the cune, the mimoki near a blind, kidding the raglying, lidovo, the dochiclo, alme, the cheskas domi, a moke mitame, or chename mitame. In other words, what's the equation? What's the analogy between the case of Oisho She Oiso Tzachel Veroas Adam and the case of Botko Beishen Boduklo Vin Chose Bikufse Umocha Masodam? Because in both cases there is a reasonable attributable circumstance. In the case of Botko Beishen Boduklo, she never inspected it. All right, she took it out from the drawer where she keeps the clean laundry. But there is a reasonably attributable circumstance. After all, every month she makes tickets. So she took out the handkerchief from the drawer. Maybe that handkerchief happened to be a handkerchief that a month ago she took out. And then there was done. Then she put it back in the drawer. So there is a reasonably attributable circumstance. In the case of Botko Beishen Botko Vinichasi Bikufse Umocho Motzol of Dam, what's the reasonably attributable circumstance that maybe that handkerchief or that towel she took out from the drawer happened to be a towel or handkerchief she used last month in making a decay, and last month there was Dam, and then she put it back, so it's not from the uterus now, but from last month. That's in this case. But in the case of Rameya, there is a similar situation. Also in reasonably attributable circumstance, because she was urinating and she found out. And Rameya says, so even if it is a nevis, so there is a possibility that because of the strain, the urine went to the wrong canal and then it came and then it came out together with dam, menstrual dam. There is such a possibility. But isn't there another reasonably attributable circumstance that she has a tumor in the kidney, in the gallbladder? Still, some others may say, no, we don't take it for granted. We don't attribute it to that attributable circumstance. And since there is another possibility that it's hodl and mokeh, so we have to assume that it's hodl and mokeh. So the same thing is here. The bodka beach and bodu. So there are two possibilities. One possibility is that the Dhamman gate, since it's nature in bodu, so it could have been from Westmont. The other possibility is, so then she's still alive. Still, so Rebbe says, because Rebbe passes like Rameya, in the case of Oish or Shoish or Socheo, so Rameya over there does not attribute it to the lenient circumstance that it's a kidney condition. But he attributes to the mokia. So here too, even though it's possible to attribute it to the last month's decay, so Rebbe, he passes like Rameya. So that's the analogy between Rameya's case and this case. This is what Rashi says. Yeshevesteo, In other words, we don't attribute it to a kidney condition, to a marking the kidney. So here too, in the case of bodka beish and bodka lo, even though there is any reasonable circumstances, a reasonably attributable circumstance that dam was there from last month, but just as Rav Meir does not attribute it to the reasonably attributable circumstance, so Rebbe does not attribute it to the reasonably attributable circumstance either. And then, but Rabbi Yisi, but Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yisi, he passes like his father Rabbi Yisi. And Rabbi Yisi, in the case of Aish or Shoish or Socheo, he says, Beni Medes, Beni Yeshevis. Why? Because he attributes to a mark in the kidney. Because a mark in the kidney is a reasonably attributable circumstance. So he attributes it to the dam of last month. Because after all, it's an ancient bodok, so it's very likely that this handkerchief she used a month ago, and the dam appeared on that handkerchief, on that towel, a month ago.
Yes, that's the
analogy. Omale, Ravache, Breda, Rav Ravache, Vomar, Rav Yisi, Rav Chanine, Kishetim, Rav Meya, Leitim, Eyal, Shem Kesem, Vilu, Rebbe, Mishum, Nidekoma, Omale, Anan, Horek, Aminon. In other words, his gear is the Tomar Rabbi Yisbe Chanine, Kishetime Rab Meya, Time Mishum Nido, not Mishum Kesem. Not Mishum Kesem. Alright. Now, there's the Gemara. Now, we have to go over Kishetime Rahi, Mishum Kesem to Rashi, Mishum Kesem to Masofi Kwislet, Vil Rebbe Lil Time Mishum Nido, Diktona Rabbe in Atmeo Nido. That over there it's also the mayor is mitame not with the rabbonim but with the rice. So here too is mitame with the rice. Now we have to go over the Mishneh, the machleke between Rami and Rabbi Yisi. It's a whole simon in Hilchos Nidah. Simon Kuf Tzadik Aleph.
Wouldn't there be a normal, more attributable, physically circumstance that there was down in the Beis Achitzon and the year when the Mayor of Lyme came and washed it out? And it was Dam of Nida that came yesterday?
Because Dam Beis Achitzon is a remote possibility. You see that we are only mitame mafre ligabi taras, but ligabi bailo, we are not chayish, because it's a shoshu rechayze. I mean, usually, when a woman menstruates, it comes outside. It's not retaining the bizar.
But don't we say by
ligabi taras, that's
certain. So we want to attribute it to a mark in the Beis Hafitza.
Only if we know she isn't.
Here too, why isn't it the same thing? Only if we know she had a mark in a chulya, or only if we know she has a tumor. But if we don't know, then the shliach thing is that
she has a tumor in the kidney, then nivra meya would be mita.
I understand, but if we don't know, then why should we have to say that it's neither?
All right, we have to see. That's the machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi. Right now, the Mishnah that Montes on base. Hoisha, the first Mishnah, the first line in Montes on base. Hoisha, yeah, Nuntes. Hoisha, Shoise Tzorchel. Shoise Tzorchel, Viroa Sadam. Rabbeya imi medest meyo, vim yishevest teyo. Rabbeya imi bin kach o bin kach teyo. Ish v'yisho she'osu tzorchei en lisei chaseifu into the bowl. Yeah, into the bowl. She'osu tzorchei en lisei chaseifu v'nim tzudam l'amai so Rabbi Yisim itayar. Of course Rabbi Yisim itayar. Rabbi Yisim itayar even when the urine was exclusively from the woman. Skamo vechamo.
Together with the man,
so there's another possibility that the blood is from the man. So, of course, he's mitam. The Reb Shimon mitam. So, Reb Shimon does not agree with Rabbi Yisi. And is even more machmir than Reb Meir. Because you could say Reb Meir is only mitam when the blood definitely came from the woman. And the question is, did it come from the mokeh, it's menstrual dam? Or did it come from the kidney, from the gallbladder, and it's damako? But in the case of a bowl where the man and the woman passed water, so then there is another possibility that maybe it came from the man. So maybe even Reb Meir wouldn't be mitami. So Kamashmon, the Reb Shimon is even machmir in the case of a sefer that was used by the man and the woman. The Reb Shimon mitami shein derech hoyish lehitzi dam el shecheskas doim reish. Rash, hoyish oim hoimeres mufarik bimore tzolchei en meirag laim. Reb Yisi mitaya do afilu bishokeret mitaya dilekel achat sofik. Sofik bom in amokir, sofik bom kimar glayim. Vikol shmoche di dil me misho se, uvid more pachin hashti vichat sofik mitaya, bitrei sofik mi boye. Maish ni imed is the... So, Reb Meir says, if she passes water while she stands, she's male. And if she passes water while she sits, she's male. What's the difference? Maish ni imed is the amrinon miraglayim hodol emoke. Because maybe the miraglayim was pushed into the mokeya, As a matter of fact, I mean, many ask the question against Rameya, how does Rameya say that miraglayim hodol mokeya? I mean, this normally doesn't happen. Enoch Nami, normally doesn't happen. But if a woman has a tumor in the kidney, in the gallbladder, then everything is abnormal. Then it can happen. So in other words, so that's why Reb Meir says mitami, because the fact that there was dam in the urine shows that there was
a normal condition. There's an abnormal condition.
If it's not a normal condition, then even that can happen. That the miraglayim can come out from the mokeh because they are pushed into the uterus and then they come out from the wrong channel. So, my shlimer is dam gino miraglayim hodol mokeh. Vayse dam, yishevest namen neime miraglayim hodol mokeh, vayse dam. Oma shmuel bim zanekes. In other words, when we say that yishevest is teo, and we're not cheshish, We are not righteous, maybe Miraglai model in Mokia. It is reference to the case where she passes water, she urinates in a jet, not drop by drop. She says this means when a person urinates drop by drop. And Mikalachas means, Zanekes means, Mikalachas, in the form of a jet, you know, not drop by drop, the jet. So Mele, the Morris Kashi was, why is Remeya, Mitame, why is Remeya, Mitaya Baishemis, Monefshach? Bishleime, Rabbi Yisi, all right, he's not Cheshish for Hodolimoka Vaisda. But Meir is chishish for the possibility of the abnormal situation of Odalim Mokia Vaisidam. So even by Yisheves he should be chishish. So the Gemara says, when Meir is not sesteiro, not by Yisheves, and she says it, Yisheves can she, when a woman sits while she urinates, so she can urinate in the form of Shishesis, drop by drop, and she can urinate in the form of Mizamekes, of Teruah, in the form of Jet. So if she's Yisheves and she Shishesis the Miraglaim, drop by drop, then she's Meir. But when Meir says Yisheves Tehiro, it means if she's Yisheves and Mikalachas, Mizamekes. So then, since she's Mikalachas, means she's not under strain. So Meir, only when she strains herself, then the Miraglaim can move into the uterus. If a sick woman, so they can move into the uterus. If she's a sick woman. But if she's relaxed, it will not happen. Only when she's under strain. So if she sits and she says, so then she's not relaxed. So then
even though she's sitting.
But if she sits and she's Mikalachas, so then she's fully relaxed, so then Hodol Mokia is an impossibility.
Ah.
In order that should be possible, she has to be under strain. She has to labor under strain. But if she's not under strain, so then Hodol Mokia is highly or impossible.
Very remote.
Yeah. Omar Shmuel Bimzanekes. Now let's see the Rashi. Bimzanekes Mikalachas. Tichim ninof al bikaluach ki uche lo itchike b'lihoda miraglai mimoke. Dinder dam moke lotzis in miraglai. Aval shishesses mi de deitran afshehu. She's training herself. She's not relaxed. So why doesn't the Mishnah make the same distinction in the case of the Medes also? So Rameya should say, Bein Medes, Bein Yisheves, Im Yisheses Est Meir.
Right.
V'him Mikalach Est Meir. Why does he make
a difference
between the Medes and Yisheves? So Rashi says, because in Medes Yefshalom is on. In Medes there is an impossibility. When a woman
come out in the stream.
In the stream. It's an impossibility. That's what Rashi says. Avol in Medes, but in Ochaname, by Yisheves, there are two possibilities. By Medes, there is only one possibility. She says it. Drop by drop, not in the form of a jet. Some Mele, we always have to be Chishish, maybe Hodol and Mokia, because she's under strain. But by Yisheves, so it's possible for her to pass water in the form of Shishes. So then there is, we have to be Cheshish for Hodol and Mokia. So she's Meir. But if she's Mikalachas, Mizanekes, then she's not under strain, then we don't have to be Cheshish for Hodol and Mokia. That's right. All right. So then the Gemara Sikashe, Mizanekes name, Dilme, Bosa, Ditame, Maye, Osedam. Even Mizanekes, but, so in other words, it's not in the form of Shishesis. So she's not under strain. That's strain. So Mele, So mele, we don't have to be chayshish. But when a person urinates, so at the end, so at first, until the last moment, he or she passes water in the form of jet. But then it comes out, the urine, drop by drop. So in every nikalachas, in the final stage,
so he says,
so mele, even Yirmeyah, since he's chayshish, for the possibility of hodol mokeh, but in case of mikalachas, there is no such possibility of hodol mokeh. But in every mikalachas, the last moment,
she says,
and then it might be hodol mokeh, and it came out together with that. So that's the Gemara's kashma. So the Gemara says, now let's see the Rashi. Dilme bosadi tamu maye ose dami mokei veloi mach was neraglayim. Rashi doesn't emphasize that. What I said is really mentioned by Tesis. But Rashi says, true, that by Nikalachas, so there is no other maye in Nikalachas. But after she finished passing water,